Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Let's do this.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
It is a podcast. Hello, everybody. Clay Gropes, Fish Nerds Podcast. I am the chief executive fish nerd of the Fish Nerds Podcast, licensed fishing guide, longtime host of the podcast, and your best friend. And it is National Podcast Posting Month. And as part of the Podfix Network, we've all decided to teach you about very important phrases. And the phrase I was assigned was a fine kettle of fish. I'm going to give you the history of that phrase and then tell you maybe how you might choose to use it in your everyday life. And bonus points if you do, in fact, find a way to use it. So fine kettle of fish doesn't make any sense. Kettles. Think about kettles, right? What are kettles used for? They're used for making tea. That's what kettles are designed for. And I'm going to kind of throw you back here because back in the days of early sea travels, this is back when we had to sail using sailboats, like from England, and so it'd be a big tea country like England, and people would get out on their boats, and they would sail, and sometimes, you know, of course they're English, right? So they would always bring kettle and tea with them, so because it's always, you know, at 5 o'clock, you have to have tea every single day. That is state law in Britain. So you have to do it, or you go to tea jail, which is it's like regular jail, only smells nicer. And so you're there, you're at sea, and 5 o'clock rolls around, you have your tea, no problem, you have a great time, maybe have a biscuit with it, which is English for cookie. That's what a biscuit means, cookie, in case you're not clear. Then you throw your trash in the rubbish bin afterwards. You park your car in the garage, and you wrap up your leftovers in aluminium foil. So I'm going to be helping you a little bit here, but I think we speak enough English to understand English from England. No offense to anyone from other places that's speaking English, I just can't think of any off the top of my head. Do they speak English anywhere else? I'm not sure. Okay, so let's get back to it. So what happened is, and this is a true story, what happened is one day this family, this is back, I mean, this is hundreds of years ago, this family went out on a boat ride, and they had a great time, and 5 o'clock rolled around, and they had their tea, but they were sailing, and there was no wind. So they got stuck. They were miles and miles and miles offshore, but they didn't care because they had tea, and they boiled their tea, and they drank it and had a fine time. And then no wind happened for another day, and they're still at sea, and they're hungry. Tea time rolls around. You know, they got fishing rods. They're fishing and eating food, no problem, but tea time rolls around, and they're down to their last tea bag. So they make 1 week pot of tea, of tea, and they're not happy about it, and there's still no wind, and they're still stuck at sea. Another day goes by. This time tea time rolls around. They've got no more tea bags. They are in bad tea bag shape. And so now what are they supposed to do? Well, this night, they didn't have tea for the first time in their lives. And if you've never met an English person, you will know that if they go more than like 36 hours without tea, they are incorrigible. You just can't be around them. Their accent gets stronger. It's harder and harder to just deal with them. And it's just not fair for the humans to be around English people if they haven't had their tea. And you don't want that. And even worse than that is English people don't like being around other English people if they don't have their tea, because there's this weird Hulk thing that happens and you won't like them when they're angry. So the next day rolls around. They've been eating fish all day long. They've got fish bones and fish parts on the boat because they're at sea. And tea time rolls around, and they decide, you know what, we have to do this or we're going to end up hurting each other. So they take all their fish bones and they put that in the kettle, and they boil it down, and they make this fish tea. And they all take a sip, and the mother says, "Eureka! What a fine kettle of fish we've got." And that's it. That's where it comes from. And it's something that's used today, and it means making the best out of nothing. So fine kettle of fish. You can use it every day. Next time you accidentally, you know, create something out of accident, just say, "Wow, what a fine kettle of fish I've got." And you've nailed it down. There it is. That is your National Podcast Posting Month posting for the Podfix Nation, NAPOD Pomo. You can find the Fish Nerds anywhere everywhere. We're just look for us. We're there. We're easy to find. It's Clay Groves. Thank you. And we'll get out with our theme music soon. It's going to play, I promise.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
Just for the halibut.
Fry it in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.